Welcome sa Grody Podcast and kasama niyo na naman ako, si Matthew. I'm very, very happy tonight kasi isa na namang episode ang makakasama ko kayo at meron tayong importante na naman na mapag-uusapan ngayong gabi na to. Nasaan ba yung ano ko, yung partner ko? Brother, nasaan ka na?
Yeah, nandito na po tayo.
Hi. Yun,
Hello everyone, kamusta po kayo?
Hey everyone, I hope naalala nyo si MM, no? Kasama natin siya last episode. And I'm very, very happy, bro, kasi itong episode na to is something that really is very important, di ba? To all of us, di ba?
Yes.
Di ba? Ah, kamusta ba? Kamusta ka ngayon? Anong mga mood mo ngayon? Ganyan.
Ngayon po, in all honesty, medyo kinakabahan eh. Kasi kanina, wala pang kuryente dito sa amin.
Iba talaga ngayon. Actually, pag-pray natin na hindi maputol yung internet connection dahil importante, maganda yung pag-uusapan natin today.
Hindi pwede mamiss to.
Di ba? Yeah. Is, do I have sadness, depression, or both? Yan yung pag-uusapan natin this afternoon. And we have a very, very important person here with us. She's been a good friend to us. And she has been on the podcast before when we talked about, nung last September, I think, no, malapit dito na, napag-usapan namin yung suicide prevention, mga ganyan, something about mental health. And she's, of course, a clinical psychologist. She's also a motivational speaker and a counselor. So guys, kasama natin tonight, i-welcome natin si Miss Shaina Kuwa. Miss Shaina!
Hi, Miss Shaina!
Hi! Hello!
Thank you for being on the show, no? We're so happy that you're here.
I'm happy din. And I'm excited sa magiging kwentuhan natin tonight.
Correct. Yan. I think, ano, makaka-relate kami pareho ni MM dito kasi nalungkot na rin kami before, no? M, nalungkot ka na ba before?
Ay, madaming taon po.
Taon pala. Pero nung may pinagdaanan ka, how parang from a scale of 1 to 10, how would you say, how severe was it for you?
Siguro sa akin po, nasa mga 7 to 8 lang eh. Total na parang nawala na lahat ng hope ni naman.
Okay. Oy, pero mataas na yun, ha? 7. Sa bagay, ako din, na-feel ko, parang ako rin, ganyan. 6 or 7 naman ako. But anyway, today, pag-uusapan natin ang sadness and depression. Pero let's just define, sino ba yung kausap natin sa episode na to?
Sino nga ba?
Bisaya, what can you say?
I think this one is for everybody, first of all. Kasi I believe that sadness is something na lahat tayo nakakaranas. Especially now na pandemic, marami tayong naranasan na losses sa mga buhay natin, mga disappointments, mga failures. So definitely, lahat para sa atin lahat ito. But of course, this is targeted talaga sa mga young people. Kasi I think during, di ba, pag prime of life mo, dito yung marami kang pangarap, alam mo yun, nasa prime ka, you have so much dreams and so much strength to so accomplish true. Your goals. Pero we're stuck and we cannot do anything about our situation. So, di ba, parang ito talaga yung struggle nating mga millennials, ika nga.
Totoo, totoo. At sa tingin ko, no, kahit yung mga after ng millennials, even the Generation Z, they're going through something really unheard of. Kasi, we've been used to, you know, being free, being able to do whatever we want. And ngayon, meron tayong pinagdadaanan na hindi pa nararanasan ng maraming mga tao. In fact, wala pang nakakaranas nito sa generation natin, no?
And daming restrictions.
Right, tama ka doon, MM. Madaming stuck din. Madaming stuck, madaming nawala. And there's this tendency to really experience a looming sadness. Yun nga lang, no? Kausap din natin dito yung mga tao na baka na-overwhelm na sa ganung pakiramdam. No? Maybe because of the looming sadness or the regular sadness that they're experiencing, meron silang mga napapansin at nararanasan na hindi pa talaga nila nararanasan before. Yeah. Diba? No? And pwede maging tanong mo kasi yan sa sarili mo eh. Bakit ganito ako? Ano yung nangyayari sa akin? Diba? Yeah. So, guys, if you are experiencing something like that, no, if you're listening to us, then we want you to know that tonight's kwentuhan is a safe space for you. This is a space where you can just be you. You just chillax, no? Upo ka lang dyan. Kung kumakain ka, kain ka lang. Kung gusto mo mag-play ng konting music, okay lang yan, no? just relax and enjoy our talk tonight because this is really for you. Tanong pa lang, no? Yes, Ms. Shaina.
So, naisip ko lang bigla, ano, na I think one thing that I also want the viewers to know is that hindi sila nag-iisa. We are talking in a space wherein tayo mismo, we've been through this and probably we're still going through this. So magkakasama tayo sa journey na ito in really dealing with our sadness.
Right, totoo 'yun. I'm sure that ano, all of us three, no, dahil hindi naman tayo ganung katanda, pero we've gone through a lot, no, and we can relate with people who say na parang hindi ko kaya today. You know, we have a lot of iba-iba ng pagkakasabi yan eh, no. Yung pinaka-basic is wala ako sa mood. No, minsan nagamit mo na yung term na yun, wala ako sa,
wala
mood.
Sa mood.
Pero ano ba?
Di ako okay. Di ako okay. Bad trip ako eh. Oh, ganun yung bagay.
Maligising.
Maligising. Yung gising mo, maligising mo, oo, kasi tanghali na. Sobrang haba na ng tulog mo. Ask ko lang, no? M, para sa'yo, bro, why is it important to talk about sadness and depression in our time today?
Why is it important? Kasi minsan, ang napapansin ko, some people get really invested sa social media na I see them haphazardly throwing the word sadness and depression around. Na parang sobrang wala nang ka-care-care na yung pag-throw nung words na yon, to the point na lacking the appropriate definition or lacking the appropriate experience. They throw it around na parang sobrang, ano lang, sobrang casual lang. Pero in all, in reality, dapat siyang ma-address kasi it's really something that's important sa atin. Kasi in the same way na happiness is important sa atin, should be informed sa sadness kasi it's the opposite din eh.
True. Right. Tama yun. And I think, no, isa rin na gusto nating ma-establish dito is yung maayos na relationship sa mga taong may pinagdadaanan.
Yes.
We really want to know how we could care for them properly. Mm. We want to develop this heart of compassion at yung puso na makakaintindi sa kanila.
I think also because if there is one thing that I realized in my personal life, that even ako guilty that for the longest time, we've been trying to avoid and deny sadness and depression. Mm. And all of us siguro nakaranas nun in one point of our lives na because life is so hard na and masyado na tayong busy sa buhay natin, wala na tayong oras para isipin pa kung malungkot tayo, kung depressed tayo. So we just avoid it altogether. But now na pandemic, wala tayong choice kundi harapin yung realidad natin eh.
Totoo yun, totoo yun. And it's ano, no? It's important to talk about this kasi sometimes, no, especially when it comes to yourself and your mental health, one thing can lead to another. And it's better if you journey with people, di ba? And yun nga, naalala ko, alam mo yung, like ko naalala recently yung tanong sa Bible na nagsabi ni, sabi ni Cain, am I my brother's keeper? No, ganyan yung naalala ko sa Bible. And of course, you know, all of us three, we understand that the answer to that question is absolutely, di ba? We look out for each other and we want to develop this sense na kahit na meron tayong kakilala, malapit sa atin, kaibigan, mahal sa buhay, na merong pagdadaanan na sadness or depressive na phase, no? Nandiyan tayo para sa kanila.
Yes. So I just want to tell our burdens.
Right, tama ka doon, MM. Napaka-importante ng bearing each other's burdens sa panahon natin ngayon. Sabihin lang natin sa listeners natin, no, if you want to ask a question or two, you may comment your question here.
Don't be shy.
And iniimbita rin namin kayo na itag niyo yung mga kaibigan niyo na sa tingin nyo ay matutulungan, mabibigyan ng perspective ng episode natin ngayong gabi dahil this episode is really for you. So, talunan na natin to, no? Huwag na nating patagalin, no? Ang gusto kong maintindihan, gaya ng sabi ni MM, I think there's one spectrum where people understand na depressed sila. Tama ba, MM?
Opo, meron.
Yeah.
And some people understand din pag sad sila kasi they feel it. Pero nga po sinabi ko niya, they throw it haphazardly around. Na parang to the point na some people, they're going through sadness pero they claim it's depression. But at the same time, there are some people who are depressed pero they claim that it's just sadness. So parang yung isa is na-overestimate nila, the other naman is na-downplay nila. So with that in mind, we just wanted to ask po Ms. Shaina, syempre, ano po ba yung difference between sadness and depression para lang magkaroon tayo ng magkaroon ng clarity sa topic na to?
That's a good point, MM. Kasi I think yun yung isang reason din kung bakit it's important for us, for example, as friends, as family members, whenever we hear the word depression, we have to ask, what do you mean by it? Kasi sa totoo lang, hindi na natin maiiwasan that people use this carelessly. Right? So we have to know kung ano ba talaga yung meaning nila ng depression, because some people will use depression as substitute sa normal sadness. Pero yung iba naman, pag sinabing depression, it's a clinical diagnosis. So to answer your question, I think the word depression in itself is not necessarily a clinical diagnosis. So hindi siya ibig sabihin na major depression. Because nga, depression in itself is just an emotional state. Like sadness. Okay? Pero pag sinabi nating major depression or clinical depression, yun na yung sinasabi natin na this is a mental illness. This is a mental issue talaga. So, how do we know if it's sadness or real depression as in the clinical MDD or major depressive disorder? So, we usually look at three things. Parang, first is the question na, is it interfering sa daily self-care mo or sa daily activities mo? Okay, kasi if it's interfering, for example, hindi ka na naliligo and then hindi ka na nag, you know, hygienic things that you have to do or hindi ka na nakakain, right? Or just the feeling of every day, it's such a battle to get out of bed. Na parang hindi naman ikaw tinatamad, pero parang wala kang lakas o wala kang gana sa buhay. And as a result, hindi ka ngayon makapag-function ng daily living activities mo. So that is an interference of self-care. Second is relationships. Is it interfering sa relationship mo with your family, with other people? Kumbaga dati, makakita ka ng shift. Before, very friendly ka, you easily open up to people, you easily communicate your feelings to others, pero bigla na lang you feel like withdrawing yourself. You feel like isolating yourself. So makikita natin na medyo may shift na sa relationship natin with others. Another thing is irritability. Many times, we think of MDD or clinical depression as sadness lang. But a lot of times, especially in children and adolescents or teenagers, it's really not the sadness, it's the irritability. Yung madali kang mairita. Okay? So, relationships. So, meron tayong self-care, relationships, and third is your performance at work and or at school. Sometimes, drastic yung change, na achiever ka, tapos biglang nag-shift, yeah, biglang nag-drop, biglang wala kang motivation. Or sometimes, subtle yung change in a sense that you still report to work, you still log in sa computer mo to work from home, pero absent-minded ka na sa work. You're not mentally present in your work.
Kumbaga, nasa online class ka, nandun ka sa video, pero yung isip mo, wala dun.
Nasa laro.
Yes. Or parang hindi ka maka-function. You're having a hard time focusing. You're having a hard time processing things. So yun yung mga makikita natin na pwede nating basihan if it's sadness, as in normal sadness, or depression, as in the clinical depression.
Right. Which, Shaina, correct me if I'm wrong po, di ba, dun po sa clinical depression, there are stages, di ba? Like, parang nabasa ko kasi there's a stage like mild clinical depression to severe clinical depression.
So may mild, moderate, and severe. And at the same time, hindi lang isa ang mukha ng depression. Hindi lang major depressive disorder ang depression. We have what we call the adjustment disorder or what people say situational depression.
Ano naman yun? Nakiris ako bigla.
Same.
Situational depression or adjustment disorder in clinical terms, usually meron siyang specific trigger or specific event na nangyari kung bakit ka nasad. So for example, nag-break kayo ng boyfriend mo or ng girlfriend mo.
Ay.
Of course, it's normal to feel sadness. Diba?
For sure.
Yeah. And makikita mo na yung time span niya is yung sadness should occur within 3 months of the event. And will not last more than 6 months. So very, very clear ngayon na okay, kaya siya nagkaganyan kasi ito yung nangyari.
So basically, no, parang after 6 months, dapat naka-move on ka na. Kung hindi, parang iiba na yun. Kakaiba na yun.
Pag di ka pa naka-move on within 6 months, martyr ka.
Yeah. Pero, alam mo, kasi, you know what, this doesn't just happen with love, di ba? In fact, no, I know, well, while you were describing this stuff, right, iniisip ko tuloy yung mga past experiences ko, yung mga nangyari sa akin itong nakaraang pandemic, kasi there were times that I really struggled to function, etc., etc. So it's not just about romantic life.
Yes.
Iba yung mga focus to, no?
And pandemic mismo.
Right? We want to learn that, no? Miss Shaina, please tell us, ano bang causes talaga nito? Kasi yung iba, no, sinasabi nila, napakasimple lang nung nangyari sa'yo, bakit biglang sinasabi mo, depressed ka na agad? Yung mga ganyan, no? Mm-hmm. So, ano bang cause ng depression? At saka maybe you could tell us about, sino ba talaga ang merong pwedeng magkaroon ng ganito nowadays? Yes. Mm-hmm.
With the situational depression, doon muna tayo sa pinakamadali. Mm-hmm. Usually, it's really the environmental factors. So katulad yan ang sinabi mo, it's not limited to romantic relationships. It can be you move another place, you move sa ibang school, you know,
your sentimentality.
Oo, parang meron kang change of environment, merong major change sa life mo.
Right.
Okay? So yun ang situational depression. Pero when we're talking about major depressive disorder, we're talking about two combination lang of the causes. So it's always biological factors plus environmental factors. And I think this is the thing that we really have to understand in order to really have compassion for those who are struggling. Kasi if na-understand natin na ang cause partly ng MDD or major depressive disorder is biological factor, ibig sabihin, merong something sa brain natin na imbalance. All right? So for example, sa brain natin, may tinatawag tayong neurotransmitters, di ba? Ito yung mga chemicals in our brain that makes us function, that regulates our sleep, that controls your appetite, that gives you motivation, that gives you pleasure. But for those people na merong MDD, either sobra or kulang yung mga neurotransmitters na ito.
Neurotransmitters.
So, right. Or messengers, di ba? It's messengers. The messengers in our brain.
Correct.
So ngayon, kapag kulang, makikita natin na, kaya pala ganun yung behavior niya. I'll give you an example. One of the messengers in our brain is what we call serotonin.
Okay.
Now, itong serotonin na ito, it regulates your sleep, it regulates your appetite, it regulates your mood. So now, makikita natin kapag meron tayong friends na merong MDD, bakit parang lagi siyang tinatamad? Kaya bakit laging wala naman siyang ginagawa, pagod lagi?
Or lagi siyang mataray, ganun ba?
O, parang may irritability, di ba? Parang wala naman akong ginagawa sa kanya, bad mood agad.
Right.
Or up and down, parang minsan di mo matimpla kasi minsan okay naman, minsan hindi. Right? Or sometimes kain ng kain or ayaw kumain or tulog ng tulog. Or ayaw, hindi makatulog. So, minsan iniisip natin na, gawa-gawa lang yan. Or if that person could only have the right amount of discipline and willpower, kaya na yan. But then, if ma-realize natin na, what if kulang siya sa serotonin?
Correct.
Which is yung madalas na cause ng depression. Na isa sa mga kulang or sobra sa mga taong may depression is the neurotransmitter or the messenger na serotonin. So kapag ka-imbalance ang serotonin mo, yung mga symptoms na sinabi natin kanina about your appetite, mood, and your sleep is affected.
Affected
so
lahat.
When we understand that, we can now say na hindi pala gawa-gawa lang.
Correct.
Or we can know na the person cannot just instantly snap out of it because there's something in the brain that's making him or her behave that way.
So hindi pala basta-basta lang sinasabi na itawa mo na lang yan or tara na lang inom na lang tayo yung mga ganyan, no?
Yung mga common yung common na sinasabi.
Right, tama yun.
So may biological factor talaga.
Yeah, that's good to know. And I think no, we have to recognize that this can hit anyone, you know.
Yes.
Parang it's not just people who have gone through a lot of things, you know. Parang iba-iba din kasi ang tao kasi, 'di ba? Iba rin naman tayo makaramdam. What might be very hard for you might not be very hard for me.
Yes.
Pero yung iba, yung sa atin, okay lang sa atin, pero sa kanya grabe na 'yun eh.
Diba?
So, alam mo yun, this is something that we have to be careful with. And yun, dapat mauna talaga yung pagmamahal eh. Instead of reacting rashly na, ano ba yan? Ano ka ba? Ako nga eh. Yung mga ganyan na yung parang comparing.
Comparing, yeah.
Right, comparing. Hindi siya masyadong makakatulong. By the way, gusto lang namin mag-shout out kay Kuya Ken and Ate Benny Guillermo. Oh.
Hi, Kuya Ken! Hi,
hello.
Ate Benny!
Hello,
hello! At saka kay Pastor Denmark Manalo ng Cavite. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Good evening din sa lahat ng nanonood from Depth Ed. Hello!
Hello, magandang gabi po.
Hello!
And again po, no, sabi ko kanina, if you would like to ask something, feel free to comment. Maybe you could
don't
also
be shy.
Share. Yeah, okay, mahiya sa amin. We'll be happy to interact with what you would like to ask us. And anong dapat natin pag-usapan next?
Naisip ko lang rin kasi Kuya Matt eh, in the same way na yung kakasabi mo lang, in the same way na some people they go through emotional experiences na iba-iba, kailangan din, important din na maisip na iba din tayo mag-handle ng emotions, iba din tayo handle ng problems. Pero in the way we handle, na-curious lang ako eh, Mishay, paano ba na-affect ng depression yung mga buhay natin? Eh, kaya katulad nga po na sabi kanina, yung nawawalan ka ng appetite, nawawalan ka ng parang will na bumangon. Ano-ano po kaya yung mga other ways na depression affects our lives?
Kumbaga yung external manifestations pagka meron kang MDD, no? There's a lot. Siguro pag nag-Google ka, sobrang daming symptoms na makikita ka.
Actually.
Pero the common things na hindi mawawala are always three things. Hopelessness, helplessness, and lack of interest. So, ano yung difference ng hopelessness,
helplessness,
and lack of interest. Yes. So, ano yung difference ng hopelessness and helplessness? So, when we talk about hopelessness, we're talking about future-oriented. So, meaning people with MDD, they feel like my situation will not get better anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any hope in the future. Mm-hmm. I don't have any plans in the future. I cannot even think of the future. Mm-hmm. And that's a common thing that I would hear from clients, that every day is a battle to wake up and to live. Right? So hopelessness. Helplessness naman is the present. That you cannot, you feel like you cannot do anything today to make a solution or to parang to better yourself or to better your situation. Yung parang wala na akong kayang gawin.
Grabe na, that's helplessness. Yan, no?
True. So and yung then, hopelessness po, walang ano siya, regardless siya sa time frame, no? Talagang looking forward, wala talagang makitang plan or anything na...
Yes, oo. So usually, ito talaga yung makikita natin na manifestation. And then the third is the lack of interest. Meaning, the things that you used to enjoy, it does not give you any pleasure anymore. Right? And it's interesting because if we look at this external manifestations, it will parang point back to the neurotransmitters again. Because there is another neurotransmitter which we call dopamine or the happy hormone, di ba? Another messenger na naman, di ba? Kasi ang dopamine ganito, why do you enjoy basketball? Why do you enjoy baking? Why do you enjoy cooking? Because whenever you do it, dopamine is released in your brain and it's the pleasure center.
So
it's the happy hormones. It's what's giving you the good vibe.
Right.
Diba? So imagine if mababa yung pagka-produce or hindi makapag-produce ng enough amount of dopamine yung brain mo. So meaning the things that you're doing doesn't give you any pleasure anymore.
Parang ang lackluster na lang.
Diba? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grabe no, talagang it hacks your life, no? It hacks the way you think. It hacks how you perceive the present and how you look into the future. And alam mo, I can't help but ask myself, what if I go through this? Is this something na makokontrol mo, no? Pagka nadadaanan mo to, do you have control over the depression? And kasi baka parang as how it sounds like, it feels like it's a phase or a moment or something in life na talagang pag pinagdaanan is kailangan mo talaga ng tulong, no?
Sobrang grabe talaga.
Yeah, tama. So I want to ask Shaina, how can one manage depression when it happens to him or her? Anong yeah. pwedeng gawin?
Yeah. That's very true. Now kapag naintindihan natin yung gravity, yung lala ng hopelessness, helplessness, and lack of interest, dito natin makikita na why people resort to suicide. Naintindihan natin yun eh. We're not justifying no suicide or we're not saying that it's right. But we get to have a glimpse of, oh nga, no, if you're hopeless, if you're helpless, and nothing you do gives you pleasure anymore, no wonder a lot of people feel that suicide is my only way to end the pain. You know, it's not, hindi siya dahil ayaw na nila mabuhay. I believe that a lot of people who are truly depressed, they want to live. It's just that it's too painful.
Hindi talaga na kaya.
Yeah, oo. So, to answer your question, to a degree, I think we do have control in a sense that we do have control on how we respond to it.
Okay.
Pero dahil nga naiisip natin yung biological factors, alam din natin na meron ding part na hindi talaga natin kayang i-control. And that is the reason why, like sinabi ni Matthew kanina, this is the certain problem that we really need a community. We really need, you know, parents, family members to really rally. Parang gato, you fight for the life of that person.
Tama.
Because the person cannot fight for himself or herself anymore.
Tama. Alam mo, I really like the word that you use, to fight. Kasi when to fight for it, alam mo yun? Kasi talagang yan yung nai-imagine ko eh. Kasi given the fact that a person will lose hope, he will he or she will feel helpless, and he or she will lose interest, sobrang importante na may mga tao na papaligid sa kanya at magpapakita hindi lang ng verbal support pero talagang yung effort na iparamdam yung pagmamahal. Alam mo yun? Kasi yan ang isa sa mga bagay na kailangan talaga natin practicein. And sometimes, what we have to fight is ourselves. Alam mo yun? Kasi minsan, when we encounter someone, all of us have our own lives. Diba? May kanya-kanya tayong pinagdadaanan sa buhay. But I guess it's a different blessing to be someone who supports a person who's going through sadness and depression. Dahil ano eh, it's worth fighting for, di ba? It's really worth fighting for. So, sobrang ganda nung sinabi mo na this is something we really need to extend understanding to yung mga ganyan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pero dito nagtanong Shaina, no? Sabi niya, what if the person, sabi ni Jana Garcia, kasama natin si Jana last week, no? Sabi niya, what if the person keeps on claiming that he or she is depressed but refuses to get clinical help? How else can
you help
that person? So, paano ka makakatulong pa pag ganyan?
I think, Matthew and MM, dito pumapasok yung tanong ninyo na meron ba tayong pwedeng kayang gawin? Right? Kasi, I think doon pumapasok yung kahit na anong tulong ang gustong i-offer sa'yo, if hindi mo tatanggapin, walang mangyayari. Diba? So, in that area, we do have control over our depression, right? Pero, and we have to really understand na kailangan natin tulungan yung mga sarili natin.
Right?
Kasi I know that people or our loved ones will gonna fight for us. Sabihin na natin that they are committed to fight for us. But in one way or another, kahit konti lang, we also have to fight for ourselves.
Do your part, kumbaga.
Kumbaga, wag mong sukuan agad yung sarili mo.
Yes. And to answer that question, lagi ko sinasabi that we cannot really control what other people think. We cannot control what other people feel or how they behave. Pero what we can only control is our own response. So I think it's also important for us na helpers to make that boundary. Kasi many times, hindi lang naman yung tao na may depression ang nagsastruggle. Eh. Nagsastruggle din kahit yung mga tao nasa paligid niya.
Right.
So because we are carrying a burden that is not meant for us to carry entirely.
Right.
So we have to know that may limit tayo. So for that person, you know, I think as a friend, for example, you can be honest with the person na hindi ko parang it's painful for me to watch what you're going through and I really want to help. Now, paano kita pwedeng matulungan? If that means ako yung kailangan tumawag sa counselor to inquire for you. Right. Kung kailangan na samahan kita or ako mag, alam mo yun, ako mag-dial sa phone mo para lang makausap mo yung counselor mo. But the ball is in your court. Diba? Parang you have to make a decision whether or not tatanggapin mo yung tulong ko. And if you're ready to accept my help, I will be there for you.
Right. Gusto ko yan. Alam mo, yung value ng presensya, sometimes we downplay that eh, no? Pero sa mga tao na may mga ganitong pinagdadaanan, napakalaking tulong na i-offer natin talaga yung presence natin, yung oras natin, yung suporta natin, at yung effort natin.
True.
Kasi
it's something, no? It's something that can be it's something that can be overcome, di ba? So guys, if you are struggling with sadness right now, if you feel like you're going through a phase of depression, or kumbaga kung feeling mo nagkakaroon ka na ng hopelessness or helplessness, no? Gusto naming sabihin sa iyo dito sa Grow Deep Podcast na huwag mong sukuan yung sarili mo. That you can really overcome this by the grace of God, ano? And maraming salamat dun sa mga tao na nag-send sa atin ng PM in the past, nagsabi na nakakatulong sa kanila yung mga episode. Guys, para sa inyo to, and we really, really care for you, no? Gusto ko lang itanong, no? Dahil tayong tatlo, basically, dumaan na tayo sa ganitong phase sa buhay, no? Nalungkot na rin tayo. I just wanna ask, siguro, China, and then after China, MM, ano bang pinanghahawakan mo kapag ka malungkot na malungkot ka? Kapag ka feeling mo depressed ka, pag feeling mo talaga, yun nga, no? You're becoming hopeless, or you're becoming helpless, or you're noticing some of the things that you don't normally experience, what do you cling on to?
Sino una?
ladies first po. Ladies first. Gentlemen po tayo.
You know, kanina tinanong mo si MM Matthew na parang rate from 1 to 10, you know, gaano ka kalalim yung napagdaanan mong sadness. Right. Napatanong din tuloy ako sa sarili ko na, oh, ano, gaano kalalim ba yung napagdaanan kong sadness? Siguro sa akin, I would have to be honest and I would have to admit that there were seasons in my life na nasa 8 or 9. And the sadness even, it's not just sadness, but it's to the point that I had to struggle with bitterness and anger towards the Lord. Mahirap to aminin kasi, you know, you grow up Christian. We know that the Lord is holy. You know, hindi ka pwedeng magalit sa Lord. But that's what... Diba? Anak ka pa ng pastor. Parang you know all this truth. But I had to go through that. And looking back, siguro isa sa mga naging strength ko is really the Psalms of David. Malaking tulong yun sa akin. Kasi during the time that I was angry and I was bitter towards the Lord, I felt like, paano ako magpe-pray? Parang angry nga ako eh. Baka hindi pakinggan ni God yung prayer ko. Because, you know, being angry at God is a sin. So I had to parang process that. And one of the things that I read na sinabi ni John Piper is that, yes, sin, being angry at God is a sin. Pero, sabi niya, the Lord knows exactly what you're feeling. So why pretend? Why hide it? You know, let him know about it.
Right.
And so that's what I had to learn also sa sarili ko while reading the book of Psalm and seeing how David, you know, this is now my favorite Psalms kasi nakita ko that David was so honest with God. For example, in Psalm 13, I think, parang sabi niya, my God, why have you abandoned me? Every night I cry out to you, but you do not answer. Every day I cry out to you, but there's no help. And when I read that, parang sabi ko, this is exactly what I'm feeling. And it's interesting because, you know, David is called as the man after God's own heart.
Right.
And yet, he's here complaining and, you know, telling whatever is in his heart to the Lord. And he even said, how long? Marami siyang how long in Psalm 22, I think. Marami siyang how long na, how long would this remain? How long would this anguish be in my soul? Marami siyang ganun. And so I really identified with David. But at the same time, after that, you would see, after niya mag-complain, after niya mag-pour out ng heart niya with God, to God, sabi niya, but I trust in your unfailing love. But because you have been good to me.
Wow. So
for me, that was the most impactful. because I had to feel, I had to grieve whatever losses I've experienced, whatever disappointments I went through. But at the same time, hindi titigil lang doon. I also have to remind myself that, you know, the Lord has been faithful, that the Lord is sovereign, that the Lord is all-wise. So I think having that both, na being true to what I feel, but at the same time, still going back to God's promises, yun yung talagang pinanghawakan ko during those times. Yeah.
Very inspiring, no? I really like that. No? Tama yun, no? I think, habang nagsasalita ka, naalala ko lang, and I just wanna connect with what you said before MM shares. Mm-hmm. Ako personally, ang naaalala ko palagi, ang pinanghahawakan ko palagi, is yung fact and yung promise na sinabi ni God that He loves me with an everlasting love. That's Jeremiah 31:3. Mm-hmm. Para sa akin, ang sentro ng puso ng Diyos ay hindi yung rules. Yes. Pero yung pagmamahal na meron siya para sa atin. And connecting with that, hindi ko makakalimutan yung araw na na-encounter ko, yung Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Mm-hmm. Umpisang-umpisa nung verse na yon, sabi ni God, si God ang nagsabi nun, sabi niya, halika, pag-usapan natin, sabi ni God. And that's just a different picture of God for me. You know, kasi I grew up feeling that God is an imposing God, na you have to follow or else. You know what I mean? But in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, sinasabi niya, tara, pag-usapan natin. Kahit na meron kang mali, kahit na may pinagdadaanan kang matindi, willing ako na kausapin ka about it. And that's the kind of God that we have. The God who's willing, you know, to stop. And even Jesus Christ, nung nandito siya sa mundong ito, no, when people come to Him, humihinto siya, nakikipag-usap siya sa mga tao, at yun ang pinanghahawakan ko pag sobrang lungkot ako. Kahit galit na galit ako, actually, kahit sobrang doubt ko na, I talk to God as if He's a person right next to me. Sinasabi ko talaga yung mga nasa loob ng puso ko dahil itong mga verse na to ay talagang real na real para sa akin.
Ay, sobrang ganda talaga, grabe. Ako, I cling to the, siguro, in the same way that Barnabas was called the encourager nung apostles and also nung mga Christians nung time niya, something that gives me strength when in times of sadness is the people talaga who make the effort to be there pag may sadness ka na pinagdadaanan. Kagaya yung sinabi kanina ni Mishay, some people don't really understand na hindi lang yung taong may pinagdadaanan ang nahihirapan. Shout out and salute po sa inyong lahat na meron kayong friend na who's going through something and you were there, you stick with through thick and thin. Sobrang yung act of just being there, sobrang helpful talaga. The act of encouraging them and kahit nahihirapan talaga sila, kitang-kita mo, but still you were there to offer them encouragement, to show them the love that Jesus Christ showed you. Sobrang grabe, nakakataba po ng puso.
Right. Thank you, Evan.
Sa lahat.
So, we have to wrap up, ano. Pero gusto ko lang munang ibato yung question. Kasi meron kasing may magandang tanong, China. And I don't want to let go of this question. So, maybe you could answer this question and give us your last word of encouragement sa natin ito. The question is, no, galing kay Mary Grace de Jesus. Sabi niya, how do we tell someone that he or she might need to seek professional help without offending them? No? Kung feeling natin, nakikita natin na kailangan na, may paano nga ba natin pwedeng sabihin sa isang tao na hindi siya ma-offend or masasaktan? What are your thoughts about this?
In counseling or in therapy, we have what we call the stages of change, or parang ina-assess mo how the person is open to your help. Okay? So for itong tao na to, alam mong in denial, talagang avoid talaga. So siguro, practical steps would be sharing to the person the things that you're learning. Right? Educating, planting seeds, or ayain mo siya, for example, mayroong online seminar about mental health, ayain mo lang siya, or i-share mo itong podcast live na ito sa kanya. Right. Diba? So to just plant seeds, wala kang sinasabi, wala kang in-impose, you're just sharing, or if hindi siya makanood, maybe you just say, uy, nakapakinig ako this Monday, ito yung sabi nila, without saying na ganito ka kasi, or magpatulong ka, you know? So, yun yung una. It's really planting the seed. Pero pag nakikita mo naman na medyo willing siya, siguro one thing that you can say is, uy, I heard merong free counseling, which meron talaga, ang Philippine Association of Christian Counselors are offering free counseling. And we want to break the stigma that counseling is only for those people who are struggling.
Yes, it's not.
That, diba, parang yun yung gusto natin i-break, na counseling is actually an investment sa sarili mo, sa personal growth mo, sa spiritual growth mo. And I was talking to a young people, one of our young people the other day. Sabi ko, you know what, when you go through counseling, it doesn't mean there's something wrong with you.
Right.
It just means that you value yourself, you value your self-development, you value your self-growth, and nag-i-invest ka ngayon. Mm. And hindi lang sarili mo yung mabe-benefit, mabe-benefit yung family mo, mabe-benefit yung community mo, yung mga friends mo, and mas mabe-benefit yung future husband mo someday or future wife mo someday or your children. And this will create a positive ripple effect sa mga generations after you.
Come on. Yeah.
True.
So if we get that, medyo mawawala yung stigma na, ay, there's something wrong with me, kaya kailangan ko magpa-counseling.
That's right, right. I agree with you. Okay, so salamat, Shaina, for answering that. No, I think maraming natulungan yan. And napakaganda ng suggestions mo.
Sama.
Planting the seeds and you know yung self-help yun. Yung degree of feeling kung talagang ready yung tao na tumanggap ng help. Final words from you that you can leave with everyone tonight.
Siguro for me, it's one thing that I would want to encourage people with is strength comes through resistance. Let us reframe yung resistance. Many times, itong mga napag-usapan na natin, MM and Matthew, this is not new to people. They know this already. They know that they have to be careful of how they feed their minds, how they, you know, perceive things. Pero mahirap gawin. Mahirap mag-limit ng social media. Mahirap mag-limit ng scrolling ng Facebook, di ba?
Yes.
Alam natin na nagko-compare tayo and we feel worse about ourselves, right? Pero I believe that through resistance, yung feeling na parang ang hirap, hindi ko kaya to, doon nabubuo yung strength. Walang pinagkaiba sa workout. When you're working out, masakit. Di ba? When you're working out, ayaw mo na. Pero doon mas lumalakas yung muscles mo. So we have what we call mental muscles as well. That when we push through that resistance, it makes us stronger people. It expands our mental capacity, our emotional capacity.
Right. Wow. That's really, really powerful. Very, very powerful and very insightful. So guys, no, yan ang word natin for today. Ano nga yun?
Resistance.
Yeah. Strength comes through resistance.
Shaina,
Exercise your mental muscles. Thank you so much.
No? So guys, we just want you to know that you matter to our podcast. We're always here. You can reach us sa Facebook. If you're watching us on Facebook, we thank you so much for joining us tonight for the Brody Podcast. If you want to follow us, you may do so sa Instagram. It's brody.podcast on Instagram. And if you want to follow us on Spotify, go ahead and search for the Brody Podcast on Spotify and also on Apple iTunes. And MM will be telling us about our next episode.
Hey, sobrang ganda. Excited na ako, guys, for next week's episode. If nag-enjoy kayo and marami kayo natutunan sa episode na to, check back in next week. Dahil next week, next Monday, September 14, same time, meron po tayong bagong lesson and it's about valuing yourself the right way.
Yan, tama. Napakaganda yan. No? So we'll be talking about how does a person value himself or herself in the proper way. Na hindi pupunta dun sa boundary ng conceitedness. Dahil, ingatan natin, kailangan natin ingatan yan eh. So again, no guys, maraming salamat dahil sumama kayo sa amin. Maraming salamat sa mga taong nakinig, sa mga taong nag-comment, sa mga taong nag-share, at saka sa mga taong nag-tag ng friends nila. Tandaan nyo, no, yung guest natin tonight, si Miss Shaina Kua, we're very, very blessed to have her.
Thank you po.
Thank you so much. So, see you again, guys, ating next episode. Ako si Matthew. Si MM kasama ko as si Miss Shaina.
Hello po.
See you again. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye.